This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Western Colorado's very snowy winter could mean more mosquitoes this summer. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The snowpack in the Colorado River Basin is at 150% of normal. That's great news for the ongoing drought, but it's not so great when it comes to mosquitoes. The Grand River Mosquito Control District expects all that extra moisture to result in more of the insects. This could lead to an increase of West Nile virus. Colorado led the nation with over 200 cases of the disease in 2022. 18 resulted in death. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A coal-burning power plant prominent in downtown Colorado Springs for nearly 50 years is coming down. Demolition on the Martin Drake power plant begins this summer. It will last about a year. Kat Millward lives near the site. She worries about noise and traffic.
I think it's a step in the right direction, but I guess I don't want it to impede me too much.
Much of the Drake site will be replanted in native grasses before officials decide what else to do with it. Six small natural gas plants will remain there, also operated by the city's municipal utility. What's called Northern Colorado's largest Native American gathering is this weekend. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
The Northern Colorado Intertribal Powwow Association's annual event welcomes more than 30 tribes from the Rocky Mountain and Great Plains regions. Events include a contest, powwow, and Indian market. Participants from children all the way to those 50 and older compete in dance categories, and attendees can find native foods to try along the way. Events run through Sunday at the Northside Atzlan Community Center in Fort Collins. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Fort Collins and Metro Denver could see snow this evening and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.